Yeah.
When?
The preacher last night did the preaching, and next thing I knew, he was saying to us, say when? Say when? Say when? And I'm over there, and I know what my text is going to be here this morning, and I didn't get the preceding. And so I asked him there a while ago, I said, what did you say before when? He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood. Amen. You know, judgment must first begin at the house of God. Amen. And we understand that the hour we live in, there has to be a judgment against the sodomites. I don't care what you say. There has to be judgment, and there's no need of us saying, if God don't judge them, he'll have to resurrect. He don't have to do nothing. Because he will judge. The question is, when? When will God judgment? Amen. When will God do these things that you and I so desire that God will do? When? When will you fix it, Lord? Amen. When will you judge it, dear God? When will you stop it? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When will you return? Glory. Amen. When? At what time? Amen. I know it will happen, but when? When will it happen? Amen. Glory. How and when will it end? Amen. Thank God. I said there is a God that will do it. We need to worry about God doing it. Hallelujah. When? When will God? The Bible said, for nation shall rise against nation. When? When kingdoms against kingdom. When? And there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes and divers places. When? Oh, these are the beginning of sorrows. Amen. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places. And famine and pestilence and fearful sights. Amen. Great. A sign shall there be from heaven. When? When will this happen? When will God do it? Amen. Stay with me, please. Psalm 101 and verse 2. I'll behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will thou come unto me? Oh, Lord. Amen. Oh, when? It's just not a assistance we want, God. We want his presence. Oh, when will you come to me? When will your presence be known? When will you come? I'm waiting, Lord, for that special, amen, at that special time. I'm waiting for it. But when will it take place? Hallelujah. Oh, when will thou come unto me? Say glory. Amen. For the Lord thy God blesses thee as he has promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. Amen. And thou shalt reign over many nation, but they shall not reign over thee. Amen. When, Lord, when's these special blessings that we have so preached about and so desire? When, Lord, when all things that are appearing to us very difficult? Amen. We have a desire for these things. But things look like it's so difficult to obtain them or to wait upon. Oh, when, Lord? Amen. When can we sing the songs of Zion like really we want to? When? Amen. In that day shall the Lord, amen, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me, and thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I'll trust and be not afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. When can I sing this song, Lord? When can I sing this song of victory? When can I sing this song about joy? When, Lord, I want to sing it. Amen. Oh, when? Amen. I'll pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I'll pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring. And they shall spring up, amen, as the grass, as the willows by the watercourse. And one shall say, I'm the Lord. Another shall say, call himself by the name of Jacob. And another shall subscribe with his hand. And unto the Lord and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his redeemed, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there's no other. Amen. When will a greater blessing, when will a greater blessing come upon the church? And how shall we obtain? Amen. When will conviction fall again? Amen. When will the glory of the Lord be among us in this great, great, great last days? Hallelujah. Amen. As soon as Zion travaileth, she brought forth her children. As soon as we pray through, that's when. As soon as the spirit of conviction falls upon us, that's when. Amen. Thank God. When, Lord? When? Amen. When the your hope and your last extremities, amen. You know, when are you going to get saved, sir? When are you going to do better, sister? Brother, when are you going to start acting right? When are you going to? When? Amen. The prodigal son said, I'll arise and go to my father's house. My question is, when? When do you go home? When do you go back to father? Hallelujah. And the Bible said, he arose and he came to his father. Come on, church. Amen. We've been saying we're going to do it. But the question is, when? When? I said, when? Oh, glory. When are we going to do it? Amen. When? When are we going to? Now or never? Amen. We really are desiring it. We believe that it will happen. But when? When? Amen. I really hope I can preach here in a few moments. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. When? This love that's everlasting. Amen. This love that is without limit. This love, amen, without a change. This love without an end. This love, amen, without sorrow. Amen. Jesus loves you and me. Understand, ye Brutus among men, among the people, ye fools. And when will you be wise? When will you be wise? We don't need you being, how would we say that term? Just show yourself a little superior in up here. Smart aleck. I thought that's what all of us said. Amen. When are you going to quit trying to be smart aleck and use God's Holy Ghost? And let the Holy Ghost. Lord God, have mercy. When, church? When do we desire the Holy Ghost to fall among us? When? Especially tonight. When? Amen. When, Lord? When? Amen. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Joseph, and a scepter shall ride out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Seth. When? Boy, I tell you, there's going to be a lot of good things happen for us. Yes, sir. You're going to feel better about this salvation tomorrow than you are today. Hallelujah. When, Lord? When? Amen. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, amen, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. When, Lord? Amen. Glory. Amen. For these critical moments that our lives are in right now, when opportunity is golden, we have never had opportunity like we do now. But when are you going to take advantage of it? God's laying, he's laying things for you. But when are, will you take advantage of the, amen, the opportunities? Amen. Hallelujah. When? Oh, when will men begin to see that religion is just not a trade separate from the rest of life? When will you understand this? Amen. It is a complete life from morning till night. Amen. When will we begin to really appreciate the grace of God? Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To see it was to win every affection and brighten every smile and to shed fresh entrance over every pursuit and to light upon every new hope and every new prospect. When? Glory. Amen. Glory. I know I've got it, but I don't know where I'm going to get it to you. When? Amen. Brother Don, you still got that timepiece there? Close it off. Amen. Amen. When will our life, when will we learn? When will we learn that heaven has something special for you, your personal life. When will you learn that? When will you see that? Amen. When will you turn everything you've got to the kingdom of His use? Amen. When? Amen. The Bible said, now is the accepted time. Today, if you'll hear His voice, it's today. It's the opposite of two extremities of time. Now, today, today. It's opposite of yesterday and tomorrow. Amen. This immeasurable past. Amen. Then this inconceivable future. When? Now? Today? Today is a day of salvation. Today is a day of revival for you and me and the church of the living God. When? Now? Now? Opportunity is the flower of time. Amen. The stalk may remain. Amen. After the flower is cut off. So time remains when opportunity is gone. When opportunity is gone. And the flower is cut off. All you've got left is a stalk. Time. Time. Oh, amen. Amen. Today. Today. The Bible doesn't have a whole lot to say about yesterday and tomorrow. But boy, it does for today. Today. It's your day. Amen. When? When? Today. Amen. The old saying is, the meal won't grind on yesterday's water. You better grind while you've got water. Amen. Yesterday is a closed book. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Tomorrow, amen, it may never come. But you have today, and we've got this opportunity, amen. You're using your hour well, son. You really are. Amen, as long as I can stand that, I'll get all the run off I can. Can I hear you say? Amen. God is having something special for us now. Today, this is the day. Jesus, when are you coming? Behold, I come quickly. Amen. Jesus, when are you coming? Behold, I come quickly. Jesus, when are you coming? Behold, I come quickly. Amen. Amen. He says to us, it's a quick thing. Woo! Amen. It's not, we're not going to have to sit here and grind. Would they allow me to say glory? Oh, glory! Amen. There is a rapture and there is a day of the Lord. Amen. It could be today that I'm lifted out of here. Thank God. When? Now. Right now, when? Right now. Amen. When that first trumpet sounds, tell me where shall I be? When it sounds so loud as to wake up to death, when? When? Right now. It could happen right now. Amen. That critical moment. When? Amen. Amen. She said, when is his chariot? Why is it the wheels so long and tearing? When? When? Amen. Glory. Amen. I've desired this day. I'm not talking about this up here. I'm talking about this day for the church. Amen. And when this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled, when heaven and earth pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and the day come upon you unaware. Amen. For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. And then shall you come, when shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Glory. There is a pleasure in this expectancy. It's a pleasure. I mean, there is a pleasure there. Amen. The expectancy that we're living in. Have you woke up this morning and had any thought whatsoever about Jesus coming today? I can say I did. I may not in the morning, but I did today. When you're not looking for him, when you're not, amen, you better stay ready. Amen. Glory. Amen. When is he coming again? When brother turns against brother and sister no longer agree. When parents turn children away from the door. That's when he's coming again. When? Amen. When is he coming? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Glory. Amen. I got a whole lot from there to there, but I want to come to here. There's something right here, Brother Neil. Amen. Listen to the scriptures. For what is our hope? Our joy. Did you notice that word? Our joy. Our crown of rejoicing. Are not every one of ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? That's where you're going to be when he comes. What? Or. Amen. The writer that I will quote, amen, he said the word what here means in reference to, amen, in the manner of the time. What expresses the time of the absolute? What? Amen. To be the heir of the Messiah's coming. What? What manner of time? Is he coming in a time like what you described last night? That's what that word what means in the manner. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Let me go on. And now, little children, abide in him that when, amen, he shall appear, ye may have confidence and be not ashamed before him at his coming. What? Amen. The event and the features that should characterize the time of his coming. Amen. And R implies some of the prophets, if they could not only individually discover the secret of the exact time, but they're searching, amen, the features and the event, amen, are what is the time? Are the times like the Bible said they would be? Amen. Are they like that? I'll take your word. You said yes. All right. I'll take your word. You preached yes. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. And now, little children, abide in him that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and be not ashamed before him at his coming. Now, we have another word here that he dealt with, and it implies, amen, to discover the time. And this Greek word for time here means the season or the epoch. Fit time in God's purpose. Is everything like he said it would be when I come? Amen. Fit. Amen. Amen. When is he coming? When times are like this. When times are like they are. Amen. That's when he's coming. Amen. Is the season fit? Is the things like he said would be when he would come? Yes. Yes. Amen. It's all, amen, like he said it would be when he comes. There's nothing that we have to do or he has to do, amen, to make it the time of his appearing. We're there, church. Amen. When? Amen. When is he coming? Amen. When we are looking for him. Amen. When we lift up our head and we cry out, even so, come, Lord. And he said, I'm coming quickly. Amen. I'm a coming. When? I'm a coming quickly. Amen. I'm going to be there right on time. When? When is he coming? Amen. Hallelujah. It's been my experience in my lifetime. And don't you ever go up to Philip and tell him this. But if we run on Philip's time, they ain't never going to come. You know what I'm saying? He's not running on your time. Brother Neil, when them, what is it? 13 A's. When, I doubt if you'll have them things on when he comes. Brother Don's over there with his skis on this morning. You'll just have enough time to take them off when he comes. We ought to look down. We ought to look upon this world as we leave from here. When? When is he coming, church? Do we understand this is the hour of the return of Christ? Yourself, yes, on your most holy faith, yes, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Can you say that?
Yeah.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Thank God.
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Praying in the Holy
Praise
Ghost.
God.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Because, amen, this is the time. This is the hour of His return. Glory! I said glory. He's coming! When is He coming? Behold. Behold. Amen. Hallelujah. When He comes, He'll say, I remember your kindness unto me when you went after me in the wilderness, when you followed me, when everything. Amen. When is He coming? When is He coming? Amen. Glory. You would think that I'd know everything about this pace that every child that's been in our school for 34 years has come through the office, and you have to answer the questions of that pace there for them. And they'll come in, and they'll lay that pace down there, and they'll say, go ahead, Brother Horton. And I say, that's yours. No, you have to answer it, and if you get it right, I sign it over here. Well, I want to sign it today, Brother Neal, and say, you've got it right, church. You've got it right. You're trying to have a revival here on the eve of the coming of the Lord. At midnight, there was a cry made. Go ye out to meet Him. When? When? Hallelujah. I said, when is He coming? Amen. When is the coming? Amen. Glory. Glory. Today. Today. Now, you see, if I thought I could get by this, I would say it. I'm afraid you can't. It's not that I don't believe what I'm going to say, that you might not believe what I'm going to say. I do not believe in any sense that we have to wait for another day. I do not believe in any event that has to be before we can go. When's He coming, Brother Neil? When you hear that shout,
yeah, when you hear the shout.
And the voice of an archangel,
that's it.
And the trump of God, you've done pass up the clouds.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Woo! Come on, church. Come on, church. When's He coming again?
Yeah.
Amen. When the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. When is He coming?
Well, I like that old boy. I said, now what do you believe? He said, I believe what church believes. They said, what church believe? He said, they believe what I believe. And they said, now what does the church believe? They believe what I believe. Now, what do you believe? I believe what church. What do you believe about the coming of the Lord? I'll tell you what I believe. I believe He's coming is now. 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 I have not, Doris gives me a lot of things that reasons for when things do happen, why they happen. And I said, Brother Ryan, I really don't know why I'm alive today. I don't know. When I saw you, you looked more dead than alive. And I said, Brother Neil, I'm going to pray. We've got to get you back out there. we sure do need you. The only reason I can think of today why you're not already gone is because we sure do need you, boy. When? Amen. God can do without you, but he ain't. Could I hear somebody say amen? Not so. And I said, and she said, now, Ralph, listen. Ralph, you know the church needs you. Need me? Yeah, you. I want you to quit saying that. Why am I here? Why is it like this? Amen. When? Amen. Amen. You see, when men come to learn a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses, that he is most jeweled and has no jewelry. Now we're talking about his person. Amen. That he only is great who is great in soul. Amen. Amen. You see, Brother Ed, it's not because you can do some things out there that they can't do. It's because when you're out there, they do it better.
All right. That's it. Yes, sir. That's it. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
When are you going to start doing better?
Amen.
When are you going to live your life that you're ready for him to come?
Yeah.
Now.
Right.
Now. Hallelujah. Now. The other day, I said, Lord, now you know, I usually, on my computer, I've got well over 1,000 sermons of my own that I built through the years. I said, Lord, would you please give me something to preach? Will you please? Amen. He said, Ralph, I'll tell you what I want you to do. He said, I want you to talk to my people and tell them, amen, that I want to comfort them in this hour. And I want them to have the glory of God. And don't worry about the sermon. You'll be better to us if you quit worrying about that sermon. Amen. And try your best to comfort God's people that they'll be ready. Ready to go. Ready to leave from here. Ready to mount up. Ready to leave this all where, when, now, this day. When? The other day, I got to dealing with the Lord, and he got to dealing with me. I was talking to him about these messages and these sermons that we're so good at now because we got so much equipment. And, amen. And, Dor said, when's preachers going to get back to preaching? She said they go in that pulpit without a burden. They've got a sermon. that they got off of the internet, or et cetera, et cetera. When is he coming?
Yeah, there you go.
Amen. If I really don't know how to get you to do this, but you've got the greatest opportunity, young preacher. You're nothing low. There's nothing small about you. You've got it. But it ain't your sermon. It's you. It's you. I walked in here the other night, and that young man was up here. And I believe I said to Brother Don, I said, Brother Don, that boy's got it. He's got it. What's he got? No, it wasn't the sermon. He had something that he found in a closet of prayer. What you need today. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. And so, Lord reminded me all of out of clear blue sky. You remember 47 years ago you preached on the willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land? Why don't you preach that again? And I said, it had been 47 years since I'd preached it. I went in the pulpit and preached it better than I did 47 years ago. Let me bring you up on my dad. We preached in a lot of revivals in those days, and he was the guy, and he put me up in front of him. I'd read my scripture, and when I get through reading my scripture, he'd come on. And the altar would fill up. And so I was in this revival, and I said, I feel like calling him. And I called him, and I said, what time are we going to church or such and such? He said, I ain't going. I said, what? He said, I'm not going. I said, why ain't you going? He said, I don't want to. And my daddy says he don't want to. You don't say why. I said, I'm going to go. And I promise you one thing, Dad. If you go, you won't have to preach. I think I shocked him there. So we went to church. And they turned the service to me. And I got up and took my text on the willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land. Uh-huh. Here come Dad. He jumped in front of me. Look at me square in the eye and saying, preach it, boy, preach it. Preach it, boy, preach it. Hallelujah. Amen. I turned this way and Dad was there. Preach it, boy, preach it. Amen. I wish you'd get into it till we start hollering. Preach it, preach it. Preach it, preach it. You got what we need for this hour. Amen. You're helping us to be ready. Preach it, preach it, preach it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And when he finally got through, I was already through. But boy, 47 years ago, he knows when you said amen 50 years ago. He knows when you took that first step to that pulpit and it looked like that it was miles from where you were sitting to that pulpit. And when you went into the pulpit and you took that text,
the willing. Is there anybody here willing today? Are you willing to leave from here? Do you desire to go? Amen. Can I hear you say amen?
Now, I don't think I see that preacher that was here the other day that he didn't like for that thing about clapping your hands. I said, well, that's what I use all the time.
Oh,
you people. And shout. And shout. And shout. And shout. With the voice of triumph to our God. When? Do it now. We may leave before you get the last syllable in.
Little grandson called before we come in here. Mama, when y'all coming home? She said, you got to preach, and when you get through preaching, we go home. He said, I want you home. I don't know the conversation in heaven. I don't know how it's going to end up. But for some reason or other, he looked down. He said, I want him home. I want him home. I want him out of that sinful world. I want him. Come on home. Amen. Amen. Brother W.L., when you come out of there the other day, I mean, when you come out of there, you may have not understood what was happening to us. But Lord God, it flashed like lightning. And we're more ready to go today than we was Sunday or Monday, ever when it was. Stand with me. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Holler at Neil, Brother Ralph, and tell him I've got it ready.
Got it ready. Yes. Amen.
Is he coming? Oh, no, he's got a few more things he's working on that sermon up there.
All right.
Well, tell him I got everything down.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Amen. Listen. Your God has everything ready for the church to come home.
Hallelujah.
Let's go, what you say? Let's lift up our hand and cry out, even so, come quickly, Lord. He that cometh, church, I don't care. He's coming.